We are learning Masechta Sota, Daf Beis Amud Beis, and we are beginning the two dots on the bottom of Daf Beis Amud Aleph. It said in the Mishnah, a machlokes, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, how many edim you need for the kinui and the stira? Kinui is the warning, the stira is the seclusion. How many edim you need? Rabbi Eliezer said, Makani lop yishnayim, you warn up p2, and the mashka is even with one aid, which means the stira is even with one aid. Rabbi Yeshua says, both the kinui and the stira need two edim. The Gemara makes a diak. The Gemara says, "Ad kan lepligi ela bekinu v'stira." The whole machlekes is only in v'gavikinu and stira. Av betuma eid echa mehemin, which means that if eid echa comes and says, "I saw them being mirzana," then the eid echa is believed. Eid echa alone is believed. And what's the halacha? The halacha is there's no misa, of course, because eid echa can't do that. But what the halacha is that they're usher, that she is usher to the husband, and they get divorced. And you don't get a chance to drink the Meis Saita. And the Gemara is learning from Sukkim, but Tanan Nami, it's the first Mishnah also. Eid Ech Rama Oimani Re'isi Shinit Meis. I see more than just they secluded herself. I saw that she was Mizana. She did not drink. She's considered also to her husband, and she doesn't even drink the Meis Saita. Made the rice vanol. What's the makar from the pasuk? When the rice vanol and the mehemin eid echad. How do you know eid echad is neman? Usually called tarikula, eid echad is not neman. So how do you know that eid echad is neman? The Torah brought it in the brisa. In the pasuk it says, more to the beginning of the parasha of soita, it says in the pasuk, v'shachav ish oisa shichva zera, which will neman over here means that he bevadai was shachav with her. Benela me'ini isha, and the husband did not realize. Me'ini isha is the husband. The husband did not know. V'nistura v'hi nitma'a v'eid ein ba v'hi lo nispasa. So it says v'hi nitma'a v'eid ein ba v'hi lo nispasa. V'hi lo nispasa mashma that she's aser, but v'hi lo nispasa. But lemaisa she wasn't oinis. So therefore, there's a problem over here. If she be oinis, she be mutter. But here v'hi lo nispasa. That's what the pasuk says. And so what does it mean v'eid ein ba? What does it mean v'eid ein ba? So Zokta Gemara, Zokta Braisa, v'eid ein ba, b'shnayim akosim v'dabim. It means there was no two eidim. But there was what? There was one eid. And you read the post like this. V'ava, it says, v'shachav isha isha shifra zera, v'nele me'ini isha, v'nistera, v'hine t'ma, she became tamei, v'eid ein ba. There was no two eidim. There was one eid. V'hila nispasa, and it wasn't oinis. What's the halacha? She's aser. That's what we're learning in the parasha.
Literally says that there was no eid.
Right. So eid says so the Gemara's dashing. Eid means two eidim. So Moshe's asking, eid is one eid. That's the Gemara's go on right into that. Dive right into that. Maybe eid einba means there is no eid. Like literally no eid. Tamaloyim at a pasuk says lo yakum eid echad beish. When it wants to say that eid echad is not neman, this isn't called harikula. Eid echad is not neman. What does it say? It says lashon lo yakum eid echad beish. Why does it say echad? Eid means one. Why is it echad? Mimash mashenem lo yakum eid beish. Any day shu echad. Don't I know it's one? Mat hamaloyim echad. Why does it say the word echad? This is coming to Megalatos. Any other time in the Torah it says eid, it doesn't say eid echad. Eid means two. And here, the eid ein ba means there's no two eidim, but there is one eid, because eid means two, until it says echad. If we say the eid echad ein ba, then you'd be right, there's nothing. Here it says the eid ein ba means there's no two eidim. So that's what we see, that every time it says eid, it means two. So, Kamakav Shinema, Eid, Arikan Shnaim, actually, Yifrit Luchak, Hosuv, Echad, Totes Echad, Vama Rachmana, and now the Gemara fears us the Raya from the Pasuk, Vama Rachmana, Trey Lesba, means the Raya, the Eid Echaz Nemon, Vama Rachmana, Trey Lesba, there's no two Eidim Elechad, only one, Vahi Loinis Pasa, and since she was not the Oinis, no one's Ma'anis her, then the Lach is Asura. So, Akapodim, this is the Raya from the Pasuk, because Eid always means two. The eid ein ba means there was no two eid, but there was one eid. And what does it say in the pasuk? He learned his pasa, therefore she's also. Zok the Gemara weiter. No, I'll tie it like this. Al time of the ksiv, lo yakum eid echad beish. The only reason way you know that eid means, that eid here means two, is because it says in different places eid echad, so it must be this eid means two. Halav achi, hav amina, eid de soita chadhu. Via filu chad leka elamai mitzura. So the Gemara's kasha is that here the kasha like this, that if it would not say the word eid echad somewhere else, so then you would taina that eid here means amim echad. That's what you would say. And then the pasuk would saying that eid echad ein ba. So what's the then what would be the pasuk teaching us? So my mitzvah, what would be the havimina that should be awesome? They have to say the eid ein ba. Like how could it be awesome? How could it be awesome? So what would you possibly be telling to us then? What would possibly telling us eid ein ba? There's no eid at all. There's no eid at all. So what's going on here? What's the what should be awesome for? There's no eid at all. Why should be awesome? So it's what would it possibly be telling us? It's chesak da'chemina eid ein ba ein neman ba. If in on the side that eid meant one eid, what would it possibly be saying? Eid ein ba. The pasuk is said teaching us that an eid is not eid echa is not neman ba. That's the pasuk will be teaching us. That will be the purpose of pasuk like this. We have a whole pasuk over here. It says v'shachav ish oisa ve'eid says. What's the pasuk teaching us? If the pasuk teaching us that an eid echad here is neman, then it's beautiful. But we said that the only way we know the pasuk teaching us that halacha is because we had a special drasha that eid means two. And then that's how we know what the pasuk teaching us. Break the Gemara, I'll tell you a different reason why I know the pasuk teaching us something. Because if not, what is the pasuk teaching us? The pasuk is saying there's no edim. So what happens if there's no edim? What's the pasuk teaching us? What's edim? What's it telling us? So Gemara says, I'll tell you what we could have said pshat without the whole drasha of eid echad. I would tell you that the pasuk is teaching us that an eid echad is not neman. That the opposite, that eid echad is not neman. It's chesak d'achemina eid ein ba ein neman ba. Frank the Gemara, that's not a chiddush. Ain neman ba velamai boy aid velamai boy aid dika trei lister kromin aid the asim dava dava mama really dana me to have a kol edushiv atayra. So he says, what do you mean? I need a pasuk to tell us that aid echad is not neman. You're saying that without the whole, this is all theoretical. Theoretically speaking, if the word aid did not mean two and it meant one, so what would aid ain ba teaching us? Aid ain ba teaching us that aid is not neman. That's what we teaching us. Is that we need a drasha for that? We know from Kol Torah Kula that one eid is not neman. We learn a davar davar mimamon that you need two. Davar davar mimamon is ervas davar from davar mimamon that even erva needs two eidim. We know for sure mimamon needs two eidim. Pishnayim eidim yakum davar, and we would learn that from there to znos also to erva also they need two eidim. So I wouldn't need a pasuk to teach us the eid ein ba that ein neman ba because I would know it from somewhere else. So what, why would you need a pasuk to teach us? This is all theoretically. Theoretically speaking, without the drasha from Eid Echad, the word Eid Echad, we're saying we without the pasuk Eid Echad, we use Taichi means there's no Eidim whatsoever. There won't be the Chiddush. The Chiddush is that no, the Eid is not Neman, we know that. So everyone know. I still need that Chiddush. Why? It's Ruchsak Rachamina, Soita Shani, the Reglayim Ladava. Soita is different. There's a Reglayim Ladava. Why? Sharei Kinala Venistara. We're talking about a case here. This Eid Echad is only Neman, like we'll see in the Gemara as we go along. Eid Echad is only Neman if you have Kinui and Stira. And then Eid Echad sees them being Mezana, that is where the Eid Echad is Neman. Because of Reglayim Adava. So you would think, even without the Pasuk, that it's a Svara that it should be Neman. Because of Reglayim Adava, Shari Kinu Lov and Istra, Lissam Ba Eid Echad. And that's why the Pasuk would teach us, no, you're not Neman. Okay, now Gemara is not Akasha. Again, theoretically speaking, we without the pasuk of Eid Echad, we touch Eid Ein Ba means there's no Eidim. Now the Gemara asks Akasha, then the pasuk wouldn't read because the pasuk ends off with the words Vehi Loi Nispasa.
There is one Eid, but not believed.
Not believed, right? But Eid Ein Ba means no. Lamaisa was saying there's one Eid that you are believed. No, but Eid like this. Eid now means two Eidim,
right?
Only from a drasha. But without that drasha, we would teach eid means one eid. So the Gemara is discussing, like, how would you think it means one eid? No eid, nothing, no aid. So the question is, like, how would you think it means that? So first, the Gemara first just analyzes what would be the chiddush of the pasuk. The chiddush of the pasuk, the Gemara says, first, mahalach is, the Gemara says, that eid ein ba would mean is that an eid is not neman ba. That's what it would mean, the pasuk teaching us. A different way to teach the pasuk. But now the Gemara says, how would you be able to teach the pasuk like that? The kasha is right away, but now I'm going to ask the kasha now. How can you tie to me the eid ein ba? Obviously, the pasuk is saying that she is usher because it ends off with the words v'hi loy nispasa, which sounds like that since she was not nispasa, there's something happening now. She's usher. So how can you say eid ein ba means ein neman ba? It says v'hi loy nispasa. That's the Gemara's kasha now. V'mimot says amrit the ein neman ba v'shariyah v'midichse v'hi loy nispasa mechlal da asura. It's mashma that. She is also. is Mashi's also. No, it's not going to mean an ba adika trey. You read it like this. There's no aid here, and you're not going to be also until you have trey. Uva trey na mihilin esposa. She was not no oinis, and therefore yichayv kamash v'lo no. Kamash v'lo no. The hilin esposa will be going on the inference. The inference is that you need two aidim, and two aidim is only also vihilin esposa. Akaponim. Let's just recap because I'm probably a little bit confused, but it's really very simple. The Gemara, the pasuk says, "Meshachav ish ois hashichva zera, v'nela meina yishav v'nistera v'hi nitzma'a v'eid ein ba v'hi lo nispasa." So we're teaching lemaisa pshat the pasuk that if meshachav ish oisa v'eid ein ba means there's no two eidim, only one eid. She is aser because v'hi lo nispasa. That's lemaisa pshat. But how do we know the eid ein ba means there's no two in one eid? Only because of drasha, because other places eid echad. Here it doesn't say eid echad. So we know eid means two. That's the drasha. So Gemara just asked that I could have figured this out without that, because what else is the pasuk telling us? So that, the Gemara says, I could not have figured it out without that, because I would have said the pasuk is talking about eid ein neman ba means. Eid ein ba means a one eid is not neman. Aye, what's Vahilo in this pasuk? Vahilo in this pasuk would mean one eid is not neman, you need two eidim, and then you'll be also because Vahilo in this pasuk. So there would be a way to attach a pasuk, but like upon him, Lemaisa was saying from here, from the pasuk, that an eid echad is neman, and like we'll see on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, it's after Kinu Vestira, it has to be, but eid echad is neman to say tumah. Now the Gemara is going to go explain the Machlekes Rav Shurim Eliezer, the psukim that Rav Shurim Eliezer Darshan to say Kinu and Stira need two eid and one eid. Again, a saita is, she gets warned not to seclude herself, and then she goes to seclude herself. The halacha is that we still don't know if she was tamei, she was mizana, so we don't know if she's really aser al znos, so therefore we send her to the Beis HaMikdash to drink the mei saita. By the way, until she drinks the mei saita, she's aser to her husband with a lav. Balak upon him.
What's the point of the
Erecha? Doesn't let you drink even. Then it's over. It's over. Erecha comes, it's over. There's a get, and it's over. No ksuba, that's it. Done. With a mei saita, she has a way to save the marriage. If she drinks mei saita and she comes out clean, she saves the marriage. There's a very big difference. Erecha, it's over. The thing is over. Erecha says that she's awesome. So here, what's the chalik of Rav Shua and Rabbi Yezah? Rav Shua mekan la pishtai. My time with Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Shua is the man, the Amar, who holds that you both need to aid them for the warning and for the stira. You need to aid them both. So what's pshat? My time with Shua. Amakra. The pasuk says the aid ain ba. We know when darshening that for tumah one aid's enough. The aid ain ba is no two aid and one aid's enough. But it says ba. It's ba is a meat. Ba of levikinun. Only by aid tumah is one aid nema, not by kinun. Kinun in two. Ba of levistira. Only by tumah one aid nema, not for stira. Stira needs two aid. That's if Shua's drash. You need two aid for both. Rabbi Leazar, I'm asking halfway. Ba of levikinun. That only by tumo erechas nema, not by kino edir ni tu edim. Ve'ema ba v'loy v'stira. Maybe there's ba v'loy v'stira. So maybe make drash that way also. That stira also needs tu edim. Zakhtimor, no, stira iskesh atumah. There's a hekesh stira to tumah. And therefore, just like tumah one aid is enough, stira is also enough. The chassid says in the pasuk, v'nistara v'nitma. He sees nistara is next word nitma. So they're hookish to each other. Just like tumah erechas nema, stira also erechas nema. Frank Demara, kinu also. Nami iskesh atumah. The chassid v'kaneis ishtoi v'hi nitma. Also, there's the hekesh also from the warning to the tumah. Zakhtimor, hamir uchman abba. But it's a miyat. You got to meet a miyat for something. So you want my rise. How do you know to mayit kinoi and say kinoi is two, but not mayit stira? Mestavra stira adifa shekena isras zaka tuma. It makes sense that stira is better; it's more similar to tuma because and to be machmed because that stira is the one that asers the isha on the husband. It asers just like tuma asers. This is temporary until you drink the water, but they both aser. Did the whole process only starts with kinu? Kinu is more chamer. So if I care, kinu should be nemor erechad. So the Gemara, no, we lav stira kinu mika. Kinu is nothing without stira. The Gemara back, we lav kinu without kinu. Stira my hamahani. Stira doesn't work. So we need both of them. The Gemara fill halchi stira adifa. That's chal to tumi. The Maisa stira is the starting of the isra of the znus. That's where it starts by the yichud alone starts it off, and therefore. It makes sense according to this man Yama that's hukas or tumah. He holds for stira and tumah irachas v'raf. Mashenkin kinu is two aidim. Why ba v'loy bikinu? The other man Yama holds both of them need two aidim because ba by tumah is enough irachad. V'loy bikinu and v'loy b'stira they both need two aidim. So tomorrow, the our Mishnah's version of Rabbi Eliezer, Mastisim Leikai Tano. Our Mishnah is not like the following Tano, who brings down Rabbi Eliezer in a different way. Tano to the Braisa. Rabbi Yesi, Rabbi Yehuda, I remember Rabbi Eliezer. Hamekane le Ishtoi, Mekane api Edechod, Oy api Atzmai. That someone who's Mekane le Ishtoi, Rabbi Yesi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eliezer, Kinoi, could be either Edechod, or api Atzmai. Umashkala api Shnayim. So this is the opposite of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, Rabbi Eliezer, Kinoi is a two, and Stira is one. Here it says, Kinoi is one aid, or Api Atzmai, and Stira is two aidim. Hashira Chama Dibri Rabbi Yesi, Rabbi Yehuda, Ein L'Dav Asayif. If you, Rabbi Eliezer, Ein L'Dav Asayif. Now, the Gemara doesn't say what that means, that what the Chama Taina wants. But let's see. First of all, what's Pshat Rabbi Yesi, Rabbi Yehuda? Our Mishnah has Rabbi Eliezer different than the Reis Yehuda's Rabbi Eliezer. They're opposite. So my time with Yisrael Reis Yehuda, I'm a Krav, Ba V'loi B'Stira. It says in the Pasuk, Ba by Tumma is enough for Erecha. V'loi B'Stira, there you need two Eidim. V'aim Ba V'loi B'Kinu. You say the same thing, that Tumma is enough one Eid, and Kinu needs two Eidim. Kinu Iskesh L'Tumma. Kinu is Hukesh L'Tumma. So Kinu is Ishtav, Hinu Tumma. So therefore, just like Tumma is one Eid, Kinu is one Eid. So I'm going back. Stira Nami Iskesh L'Tumma. Stira also is Hukesh L'Tumma. D'chsev Nishtav, Hinu Tumma. That's teaching us what is the shear of yichud. How long is the yichud? The yichud is as long as kedei tomo. That's what the heck is for, but not to teach us 1 8. So upon him, ad kan. This is the drash of Rav Yosi, Rav Yehuda, b'shem Rav Eliezer, that he holds that kinu is enough with 1 8, and stira needs 2 8.
Didn't you say before Rav Eliezer said?
Yeah, that's what he said. Mastisim loikai tana. Mastisim de loikai tana. Our mission is not like this tana. Rav Yehuda has a different version of Rav Eliezer. That's precisely what the Gemara is saying.
So you're saying trait and I leave with Rav
Yehuda? Rav Eliezer, yeah, perfect, yeah. That's a very nice way of saying it. True tanoim according to Rav Eliezer, yeah. Zot de Gemara. Now, the Gemara says like this. That what is the taina of the Chacham? Heshivu Chacham de Rav Yehuda, ein le dav asay. The taina of Rav Yehuda, ein le dav asay. Now, my neil. What's the taina? The zimun like kani, because sometimes there won't really be a warning, and you know what's going to happen? The husband will see his wife having yichud with someone, and he's going to come and say, and he's going to get angry. But I'm a kanoi. I said he's going to come and make up a story. He said, that's my work. So he said, you know what? I warned her. Okay, now you warned her. Now she's turned into a saita very easily. It's end of a saita. You're going to be able to make everyone into a saita.
Why?
Because all she has to do, the over yichud one time, or we'll see later on, even if you're not even over yichud. Even people don't issa yichud, there's still yichud when it comes to the halacha of saita, and he'll say, I did kinoi, I warned. So you say, bring me raya, you warned. I don't need a raya, a piatzmai. You don't need eid echad. You don't need eid echad or a piatzmai. And that's what the Gemara says. Eid echad or a piatzmai. Anytime the eid echad, they hear it, a piatzmai would work also. That's what he says. Akapanim, it's eid dava sait. So zok the Gemara. What do you mean? El Halim is saying, yes, to have a safe, our Mishnah is any better. Zimlim dloy is tater, v'am is tater. The same thing, our Mishnah. And double safe, why? Because sometimes they'll have kinui with two eidim, and then sometimes she'll have yichud, and really she wouldn't even have yichud, but he'll claim that she had yichud. He'll claim that she had yichud. That's what's going to happen. He's going to claim that she had yichud. So why don't we have war with the same thing? Once you're putting it in his hand, he can have the same tie on our Mishnah's version of Elazar also. Once, because you just have to warn her front way. And then he'll say, anytime he gets angry, he'll say, oh, she had yichud, then drink the main saita. So the Gemara's kash is mashma that ain't no dovah is dafka fear based on Yehuda's version of Rav Eliezer. And our Mishnah at the same time. So the Gemara, or Rav Yitzvah Yosef, Rav Yechon, afa div Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda, ain't no dovah saif. The way you read this price is that even fear is Yehuda is also ain't no dovah saif. Not only is our Mishnah ain't no dovah saif, this is also ain't no dovah saif. Af div Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda. Right, the Marakasha, Af would sound like our Mishnah's Pasha Eil Davasayf. And even if you are basically Yehuda's version of Rabbi Yehuda, it's also Eil Davasayf. So, right, the Marakasha, I don't like that either. Af will divide Rabbi Yehuda of Eloi Mibayi, the Mishnah Seinu, and for sure our Mishnah, Adi Rabbah, the Mishnah Seinu, at least Ike Iker. You have two Eidim on the Kino, on the warning. Okay, that's, you already have a real foundation. Hassan by Rabbi Yehuda, like an ikker, you don't have ikker. It's bigger cash. It's much easier to make up some story. Ella I itmar, hachi itmar. Which means like this. Let's finish the Gemara. Ella I itmar, hachi itmar. Rabbi Yehuda, v'yechlan, divrei Rabbi Yehuda, v'af le mishusenu, ein le dovasayf. That was the taina. That's what I'm saying. In our Mishnah also, but saying for sure over here, the Brisa is Ein L'Davar Soif. Now what's Pshat? The Brisa is more understandable for Ein L'Davar Soif. What's the Pshat in this? Because all you gotta do is find her having yichud one time. So why is that so simple? It's like, what I was saying, all you have to do is find her having yichud and say, I was Mekana, I was warned her, and you don't have to bring it into that. You have to have two eidim on the yichud. Why is that so simple? You always have her having yichud. So Ein L'Davar Soif. So the answer is, when it comes to the Isura Saita, you don't have to over the Issa Yichud and still there's the din of Stira. What's the example? Let's say Baila Be'ir. The husband's in the city. In Issa Yichud, there's no Issa Yichud Baila Be'ir. But if you want a wife not to seclude yourself with Pliny, and he goes to seclude with Pliny, then even though he's Be'ir, it's still Issa Yichud. That's Halacha. Another example. There's no Issa Yichud with Isha with her father or her brother. There's no Issa Yichud. But if she gets warned on that, then there is stira. So all we need over here is that if two aidim that she secluded herself with her brother, you know, for 2 minutes, then he says, and he's angry at her, he says, you know what, I warned her, and finish, she's a saita. It's very simple, it's ma'isim v'chal yoyim. Like Rashi says twice. Rashi in the first wide line says, stira kalshu, and at the end of the third line it says, v'yim tzalo stiris harbe. You know, find the last stiris, and therefore it's Ein L'Davar Soif. And then they were saying, in our Mishnah also possibly Ein L'Davar Soif. In a case we have aidim on the warning, and then then he'll claim she had a stira. Zot Gemara Vayta, Omer Chanina Masura, this is Paskin Shulchan Aruch Halacha, Lelema Inish Leitzei Bezvan Azeh Leisistri V'Hadi Pliny. Never warn a wife, not the Resoiso Pliny. Why? Dilma Kaim Lekeres Behuda, Doma Kinu Al Pi Atzmai, Umistatra V'Leka Inna Mei Soita L'Mivdeka V'Kosa V'Kaos, and today we're on Mei Soita, V'Kaos La'Elah Asura Asura Delo'ilam. We have today, it says it's maybe Pasuk Reis Rehuda that says Kino Api Atzmai. So don't warn your wife in your house. Don't seclude someone because then she'll seclude herself. And if the two of them see it, it turns out that she has a stira after your warning, and she'll be aser, and she can't drink the main saita. So never ever warn your wife, even privately, that al tekanu. You don't need aid them for that. It was Fira Reis Rehuda, and maybe Pasuk Reis Rehuda. You don't need aid them. It's an interesting lashon, the Makam Reis Yehuda, and Shulchan Aruch is the exact same lashon. Maybe we're passing Reis Yehuda. So the Pischei Tshuva, the FNR, it says, because really we don't pass Reis Yehuda, we're really passing like our Mishnah. That's the Rabbanon. But maybe pass Reis Yehuda, and it's not that we pass Reis Yehuda against Reis Yehuda, but we don't really pass in this way. But maybe we're passing this way, and therefore be careful. But it's only, if Adam, someone does it, it's not really also the Eved, because we don't pass like that. But maybe pass that. This will be very careful. That's the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. That's the pass the Shulchan on that and that oifen. Omar Resh Lakish. So we'll stop here for the day.